I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Megan Lynch. St. Louis County Police investigating a shooting that left an 11-year-old boy dead. Police were called just after 8 p.m. last night to the 1800 block of Longford Drive in North County. When officers arrived, they found the boy with a gunshot wound. He was rushed to a nearby hospital for life-saving treatment but did not survive. Detectives with the Bureau of Crimes Against Persons are now investigating. The Missouri Senate expected to debate a top Republican priority soon, a measure that would ask voters to make most abortions illegal again. The proposal would restrict voter-approved abortion rights with limited exceptions for medical emergencies, fetal defects, rape, and incest. St. Louis County Democrat Tracy McCreary does not agree with the proposal having a 12-week limit on abortions for victims of rape and incest.
Some childhood sexual abuse survivors can take on average up to the age of in their 50s to be able to talk about what happened to them. But yet there's this artificial deadline in HDR 73 that would say everything has to be taken care of in 12 weeks. So I would also like to have a conversation about, like Dr. Patterson said, about how we can best support survivors of sexual assault and incest.
Branson Representative Brian Seitz tells Missouri Net his pressure measure is meant to be a middle ground compared to the previous near total abortion ban and current abortion rights. A state representative from St. Louis is the new chair of the Missouri Health Facilities Review Committee. Democrat Steve Butts calls it an enormous responsibility to help Missouri residents, especially in rural areas of the state where there is an existential struggle to support and maintain adequate health care services. The committee's nine members are charged with making sure costs and needs are evaluated properly. Missouri Republican Jason Smith, the chair of the House Ways and Means Committee, says there are still bumps in the road when it comes to crafting President Trump's big bill of tax breaks, spending cuts, and increased border security. House Speaker Mike Johnson's goal is to pass the package out of his chamber by Memorial Day. Mostly the Republicans in Congress have made progress on spending, adding some $350 billion to the Pentagon and Homeland Security. The city's budget proposal, described as being nearly a budget you would see during a recession. St. Louis budget director Paul Payne says while the economy isn't expected to shrink, it's only barely expected to grow.
There is growth there, but it just reflects the fact that we've seen a slowdown in revenues.
Payne says the result is they won't be able to fulfill many of the budget requests the city's departments have, and raises could be more difficult to give out. An independent forecasting commission increasing revenue projections for the state of Illinois. Capital News Illinois reports the Bipartisan Commission on Government Forecasting and Accountability is boosting revenue projections for both the current and upcoming fiscal year. The revisions follow strong income tax receipts to the state in April. The report shows income taxes were up 20% this April compared to April 2024. The commission now expects the state to finish the current fiscal year with $700 million more than lawmakers budgeted for. Lawmakers are expected to wrap up next year's budget by May 31st. The Festival of Nations back on after initially being canceled by the International Institute.
Vice President David Gonzalez says after funding cuts from the federal government made the festival unlikely, they're confident they are in a financial position to be able to pull it off. Gonzalez says it took a collective sacrifice to get to this point.
We had to make sure that we had the community support through volunteers, contractors who are willing to do the event pro bono or for a very reduced cost.
Gonzalez says they also cut back on their marketing budget and there may be fewer performances. He adds they will be more reliant on sponsorships for the Festival of Nations this year. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Peabody Energy might walk away from their pending deal to buy some Australian steelmaking coal assets. According to the Business Journal, it's a $3.8 billion deal with Anglo-American PLC, but the company's Moranbah North Mine in Australia is currently closed. It was evacuated March 31st due to high levels of carbon monoxide after a small contained ignition. Peabody has given notice that if things at the mine do not change, they may terminate the agreement. It's going to get more expensive to run your air conditioner this summer. Ameren, Missouri has gotten permission to raise the average customer bill by about $14 a month. They were asking to hike it more than that, but the Missouri Public Service Commission cut the initial ask by more than $91 million. Ameren's Steve Willis says they understand it's never a good time to raise rates, but they've made significant improvements in the system to enhance reliability. The new rates will go into effect June 1st.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.